First set of comments comes from Bryan ISD Superintendent Christy Whitbeck about student behavior and complimenting parents during the first 6 weeks of the new school year.
I would also just interject a compliment to our parents, because day one, literally going from school to school, the children, even the little bitties, had their masks. It was part of their school supplies, you know, and they came in and just respectful, ready to learn. I feel like, you know, amazing, truly amazing. And, you know, yes, we had sent out information, but how you walk in the door has mostly to do with your parents. And our parents have taken it seriously, and they've enforced it in the home, and they've shared that expectation, and it's evident. And you can just see it. You can see it when you go to the campuses. And so I think we'd be remiss to think that it was all what we did, because it's also learning respect and consideration for each other, and that starts at home.
Second set of comments coming from Bryan ISD Associate Superintendent Barbara Ybarra, talking about the transition of at least 1,000 students from at-home instruction to on-campus instruction for the second 6 weeks.
Instructional model selection for the second 6 weeks. And so we have the window open. We actually opened it last Friday. Communications were sent out last Friday to all parents. And you can fill out the Google form that was sent to the parent email address, or you can call your campus and they can do that for you over the phone. At this point, we've seen about 1,200 responses from parents wanting to change their instructional model for the second 6 weeks. And the lion's share of that, about 1,000 to 1,100, were for on-campus instruction. I mean, they were at-home learners and they want to come on campus. That still leaves a good number of students at-home learning right now. So this will continue through Monday the 14th at 11:59 p.m. And it will close at that time, and then we ask them to stay committed to their selection for that 6 weeks. The second 6 weeks is going to be upon us before we know it. And so all of that has already gone out, and we're making sure that we are making the appropriate plans. We balance the classes and the number of students physically in the building versus at home, and trying to keep their schedules as tight as possible to what they had previously.